Tag.
Hallo.
Wie heißt du?
Ich heiße Anna. Und du?
Ich heiße Max.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Wie heißt du?
Ich heiße Anna. Und du?
Ich heiße Max.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss.
Guten Tag.
Hallo.
Wie heißt du?
Ich heiße Anna. Und dir?
Ich heiße Max.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Tschüss.
So, as you can no doubt gather here at Year 5 at St. Peter's School in Walworth, the children have been spending every Wednesday afternoon learning their German. We've been introducing a whole range of German activities. And German is not at all my strong point, so I'm very pleased I've got a selection of our Year 5 German speakers to help me out. So I'm going to say, Guten Tag, ich heiße Jason.
Ich heiße Liam.
Ich heiße Ife.
Ich heiße Diana.
Ich heiße Nathan.
Ich heiße Josh.
Ich heiße Megan.
Great, so we have, again, my German is not good. I'm going to ask Liam here, in German numbers, how many Year 5 friends have we got? How many?
Sam.
Is he right? Megan?
Sieben.
Sieben, yeah. Do we all agree?
Yeah.
Why don't we count from 1 to 10 in German? We've done it before in the class just now. I think I'm putting you on the spot here and you got a bit tongue-tied. So, I am really no help because my German is awful. But 1 to 10, off we go.
Eins, zwei, vier, fünf, sechs, sieben, acht, neun, zehn, elf.
Keep going.
13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
Perfect, you see, I knew you could do it. You had all those German numbers in your head. So what we've been doing this afternoon, in particular around St. Peter's in Year 5, we've gone through with a bit of basic German vocabulary. And so far we've been having the children being involved in learning some German words and conversations. And we advanced a bit further, and we also started to look at the written German language. Now, who can tell me, please? So we had some characters, some German letters that were on the big screen, and we were talking about how they might differ from English characters. So have you got one idea? What was different?
The double S's, it looks like a B.
But we pronounce it, it's as
double S's.
Two S's.
Yeah.
And Megan, there was one other character we had. How was that different to the English character we see in the alphabet? It was the U, and it had what on
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah, it had two dots above it.
And can you remember how we pronounce that in German? Yeah.
Like,
ooh. Yeah, it was an ooh we were taught. And so we've been introducing the children to different kind of characters. And, of course, the best part of any German lesson is we always finish off with a song. And again, my singing is about as poor as my German, so I'm not going to participate. But without the music here, this could be a bit tricky. We're going to see how far we can go. So I've got my 6 Year 5 friends here at St. Peter's are going to attempt their famous German song. So over to you guys. Let's take it away. One, two, three.
Kopf, Füße, sieben, sind, sieben, sind, Kopf. Sieben sind, sieben sind,
ein Ohr.
The nose,
auf
ein Ohr.
Kopf, Schultern, sieben sind.
Yeah, I think it's probably works better with the music, and there's a few parts of the body there that we've just introduced the children to, the German terms. But that was wonderful. So I'm going to say Auf Wiedersehen. And
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen.
So that is German in Year 5 here at St. Peter's. We can all finish off with a Tschüss.
Tschüss.